Vistara settled in on the far end of the ridge to half-listen. These were details she already knew. If she switched herself over to the mindset of the Vistara who had been composing the letter, Ben and Luke became different people. That was interesting. Yes, Ben was still infuriatingly boyish, in a way few Sith of Kesh ever were. Even Luke was sometimes boyish, but from that emotional perspective, this boyishness was not so ridiculous. Perhaps it was even attractive. In moderation. Luke spoke of Abeloth, her ability to absorb others whole and take on their knowledge and identities, her desire to extend her very nature throughout the galaxy, her bleakness. Luke concluded with the warning he'd already offered to sell. Because the listener techniques are so heavily involved in opening themselves to the Force, in listening to and interpreting the will of a difficult-to-understand species, I worry that they are vulnerable to Abeloth. When she understands the Sills, she might be able to simulate their voices and thoughts very effectively and persuade the listeners to follow her. You and your followers may be more vulnerable to her influence than any other Force-using group I've encountered. Nen, eyes downcast for the last part of Luke's recitation, sighed.
You may be right. Perhaps we need to understand more of closing ourselves off from the Force. This is something we normally never need to learn.
I can teach you, as can my son.
And I,
Sel offered a faint smile.
One of the few things I remember.
So can I.
Vistara surprised herself by saying those words. She was no stranger to working toward common goals, team goals. Personal advancement sometimes called for that tactic. But she had as yet found no common ground with these old-timers and their insular, self-limiting ways.
Now my news.
Nen raised his eyes to meet Luke's.
There was a listener adept named Cura. Her body was found this morning.
Others of the listeners murmured in surprise. Evidently, that news had not previously spread to this entire gathering. Nen continued.
She bore terrible injuries on her body. They appeared to be the sort that would cause great pain rather than death under normal circumstances. We think she was tortured.
Ben frowned.
Why would Abeloth torture her when she could just incorporate her instead and have all her knowledge?